His album just came out last week. Khalid Better, it's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music. We are commercial free until the end of the show, like we are every single day. And don't forget, we have $1,000 up for grabs at 8 a.m. But what do you talk about tonight?
Yeah, we do.
I have seen on 50-60% of my friends' Insta stories over the past 24 hours, people are saying, what is up with this week? Like, I just feel off. Crazy things are happening.
Yep.
You know the best cure for that? A drink.
I need it. Yeah.
And we're going to do it tonight at Franklin Manor for Guilty Pleasure Fridays. Let's share a drink and let's forget what happened this week. And I'll say, the first few people that come up to us and say hi, we'll get you a Corona.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you want your free drink, it's on us tonight. Get a Corona. Say hi. Also, we have wristbands. So if you're single, you get a green wristband. If you're in a relationship, you get red. If you're kind of like, I don't know, ask me, you get a yellow. That all happens tonight at Franklin Manor in downtown Tampa.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Holly is out today, so I am filling in, and we have a Tampa Bay train wreck.
Oh, goody.
And this comes from our neighbors a little south of Ocala. There was a man in Wildwood, Florida. He was arrested for trying to do something on a woman's porch to impress her, but he got arrested for whatever he was trying to do. Producer Ryan... And just to give you a little hint, this man was 62 years old, okay? Mr. Robert.
Oh, no. Oh.
What was 62-year-old Mr. Robert doing on this woman's porch to impress her that got him arrested? Producer Ryan.
He was swinging some stuff around.
Some stuff?
Like drugs?
Body parts.
Oh! Got it? Okay.
Hi, Grandpa.
Grandpa Robert. Scott, what was homeboy doing?
I'm going to say he got down on the ground and he started like doing that little dry hump on the wood.
Oh.
Say, hey, girl. What see about what I could do?
Check it out.
Watch me pop a hip.
I will say, both of you are wrong. Here's what Grandpa Robert was doing. He apparently really enjoyed the homegirl that lived next to him. And so he said, I'm going to play a little song for you with my guitar. And he used lyrics such as, there is a neighbor who was a bitch, and I see her now. She's just a witch. And he kept singing it over and over and over and calling her the B word and the witch. And it got so bad that she called the police and they arrested him for disorderly conduct.
See, I'd rather him hump in the wood. Come on, man. That's mean.
Wait, he was singing this at her, like towards her?
Now, here's the thing. When he was arrested, he said, wait, I didn't say those lyrics were about her.
Oh, okay.
I was just singing around her.
He was trying to show off his skills.
Yes. And the police said, okay, no.
Okay.
Because they had him on cell phone. She recorded him singing.
Of course.
And you could clearly see that he was singing at her.
Where's the video?
I don't know. I looked for it. Where the police have it still.
I need
to see
this.
Come on, Grandpa. You can't do that.
I'm really glad. I'm really proud of Florida to provide us with this great content. Almost daily, a Tampa Bay train wreck makes it into our show. So
give it up for Grandpa Robert in Wildwood, Florida. All right, so you do know that Easter is this weekend, and this is perfect for that time. So you know there's always that age-old debate about pineapple on pizza. Like, is that appropriate?
It is.
Anchovies. Like, you are a terrorist, Ryan, that you like pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple and pepperoni is the most...
Oh, and pepperoni? You nasty.
Yes.
No. Nasty
delicious.
Ryan, you are a terrorist. Absolutely not. Well, let's see Ryan, who likes pineapple on their pizza, if you like this. Trending on Twitter last night, just in time for Easter, peeps on pizza. You know, the little Easter candy, little soft things where they put it on top of the pizza. And then because the cheese is so hot, the peeps melt down a little bit. And so you get a nice hunk of cheese and peeps in your mouth just in time for Easter. Is this something that you would want to do, Ryan, as a person who likes pineapple?
I mean, it kind of seems not good, but I'll try it. You know, like when back in the day, I used to go to CC's Pizza. And they had some pretty crazy things there, like chocolate pizza, like
that's okay.
Mixture. Yeah.
Peeps are disgusting.
Yeah, peeps are pretty gross.
I saw peeps in the break room the other day. I ate a couple.
Oh.
A unicorn.
Ew,
unicorn colored or flavored, I don't know. Peeps? I ate two.
Two? You didn't even stop after one.
That is
Why
gross.
Are they nasty? It's just marshmallow.
That's colored in a weird way. There's like a different flavoring that are in Peeps that just make it gross.
Processed goodness.
So I'm wondering, what other crazy items do you put on your pizza outside of pineapple and Peeps? Call us up, 877-999-1015. All right, that is what's trending in Tampa Bay on Hot 101.5. Now we got to get to Blown Off, and this is a Hall of Fame one.
Oh.
Lucy and Brandon's friends thought that they would bond over being healthy. They could be like that new fit couple. Well, Brandon thought Lucy took being healthy to a whole new level where he was like, girl, you are too much for me. I cannot date you. What did she do on this date? Find out at 7:45 with Blown Off right now, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. I love saying that every time. Old Town Road on Hot 101.5.